Securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member, FINRA/SIPC.
Good morning, America. Dennis O'Brien, host of the Retirement Life and Investing Show here on 94.9 News Now. My name is Dennis O'Brien, and I am here to give people the inside scoop on saving for, planning for, and executing a wonderful retirement. My guest today is Andy Tubbs, owner of Noan Controls, which is an industrial valves and control systems company. Andy, in our frequent lunch conversations at Sneakers, you're welcome, Rhonda, has a viewpoint and background unique and has been on the front lines of industrial production in our country. And I find our conversations actually fascinating. Thanks for coming on, Andy. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dennis.
Now, is that a radio voice or what? Now, didn't you go to college or school for radio?
I did, actually. Never done much with it, but I did attend a school anyway.
No, I love that voice. It's great. But, one of the qualities I admire in Andy is that he doesn't have really an ounce of BS in his body. And fortunately or unfortunately, he has a well-earned cynicism to match, which I secretly admire. How's that for an intro, Andy?
Wow. Jeez, what do I say to that?
Well, you know, it's I find when I talk to you and other really, really smart people, I love learning something in an area I don't know anything about. And you have a background in the industrial side that most would not be able to understand or relate to, or your insights into what really goes on in this country on the industrial side and whatnot. So I find it fascinating, and I said, hey, why don't you come on the radio? And you, like, shocked me. You said, okay. Now, after I heard that voice, I understand why.
Now you see why, huh?
Yeah. But let me just get into some of the questions I have on the general topics, and then we'll go back to talk about what you think. And if anything sparks you here, feel free to opine. And
Spark. Opine.
Who's that guy on Fox who used to say opine all the time?
Is that right?
They took him off. I forget his name. Some factor. I forget what it was. But
Oh, yes. The leprechaun, I think he was.
Yeah, well, I don't forget his name. But if you'd like to comment or ask us a question, feel free to call in and opine. Our number here is 860-464-9490. Markets are still bouncing around the lows, despite the bounce we had this week. They're attempting to establish a base. That being said, I've been nibbling at the edges, but everything I buy has gone down, so I'm just kind of like, all right, just wait. But that's usually when you're approaching the bottom. And everything you buy goes up. It's usually when you're approaching a top, and it's just the strange world that I live in, but in anything. That being said, nibbling at the edges, some of the beat-up names out there, you know, you have to make your money when there's blood on the streets, figuratively, of course. So thoughts to ponder as I was in my office this morning writing some of the thoughts I have. Andy, do you think the Federal Reserve Chairman Powell will stop raising interest rates? Who knows?
If we had a crystal ball, right, we certainly wouldn't be doing this radio show. Yeah. I think we'd be in the Bahamas someplace right about now.
Oh, I know it.
I really don't understand why they're raising the rates, though.
Yeah. No, especially the last two times I've been kind of...
Yeah.
My son said I went political last show because I was calling them morons.
I don't know if that's political. It's more just a personal opinion.
Personal opinion, yeah. I don't think it's a horrible thing to say. But will the Chinese come to the table and work a trade deal with Trump?
I think they absolutely will. I don't think the Chinese economy is doing well right now at all.
No.
And they've got a lot more to lose in this whole game than we do.
Right, because when you export and have the imbalances, and they've been so far ahead of everybody. Yeah. Do they really do? Somebody says when you want to go into China and sell, and they, you know, obviously there's hundreds of millions of people in this market. Do you have to usually do a joint agreement?
Yes.
And then that's how they get your technology.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So. That's exactly what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's getting old. Finally, somebody called them on it.
Yep. Absolutely. And then devalue their currency. So
every time you turn around, yeah.
And that's what's really hurting them now is their money's worth nothing,
right?
Apparently.
Right. So all the savings that they've acquired in their private accounts, the people are trying to get the money out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
So for that reason, we just had a no, it wasn't a car crash. It wasn't a wind thing.
Just an adjustment of the microphone,
yeah,
folks.
Really.
Nothing to worry about.
So will the Dems impeach Trump in 2019? I think the markets are worried about that.
I think that is affecting the markets as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think they're worried about it. And some of the smarter Dems out there are saying, don't do it, guys, because it'll really help Trump in 2020.
No, it's going to be very difficult. They already said they're firing up all the subpoenas, and they're going to start asking all kinds of questions and all kinds of investigations. I don't see where it's going to...
I think it's going to backfire myself.
I do. I think they're going to... Actually, I think they already have overplayed their hand.
Yeah, I really do. I'm thinking the same thing. So, if Powell stops raising the rates, and the Chinese do come to the table, and the Dems do or don't impeach Trump, those three main worries that the market have may or may not dissipate in early 2019.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And so will you think Connecticut will put tolls on our highways?
Well, everything I've heard with this new governor, if I had to bet, I'd say it's probably a pretty good bet they will eventually.
Yeah. You think they'll do trucks first, like Rhode Island, and then raise the temperature slowly so the frog doesn't realize it's being boiled?
Yeah, well, I guess what's going on in Rhode Island is they were putting tolls on trucks, and then the truckers are suing the state, saying that's unfair because they're singling them out. So
down in Washington at the Interstate Commerce Commission.
Exactly, yep.
And the state's going to lose.
They're going to lose. And
the state knows they're going to lose.
Absolutely.
And the state will then say,
we're going to tax everybody.
Because we want to be fair.
That's right. It's
exactly.
Only being fair. Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Now you're getting a handle on some of the conversations Andy and I have at Sneakers. Because we just basically feed on each other and everything
else.
Yeah,
definitely.
On the next break, I want to come back and just talk about your background a little bit and what you've seen. Some of the conversations we've had about the automakers, diesel engines, pollution.
Yeah.
I was absolutely fascinated by it. So we'll go back and we'll talk about that in the next break. Meanwhile, if you'd like my retirement 10 commandments, go to my website, www.obrienretire.com. Hit the magic button and I'll send you the retirement 10 commandments. You know, these are not the word of God. These are not the commandments from the Bible, but they're good 10 common sense things to do. And it starts the conversation and starts you thinking about the right things to do as you approach retirement, or if you're already in. One old fellow up in culture says, I wasn't very impressed with those. And I said, well, you know, you're 78 years old. You know, basically, you've seen and done it all. This guy was in business.
He didn't have an epiphany,
you know? And he made me laugh, and he goes, oh, I'm just kidding you. I do need to come in and see you and get things together. So I said, I laughed, but I said, you know, I think it does get people sparked and get them going and thinking about it. The other thing you can do on my website, obrienretire.com, is hit the magic button to make an appointment. We never charge to sit down and talk and see where you're at. Be back in a few minutes on the Retirement Life and Investing Show here on 94.9 News Now. Be back. To the Retirement Life and Investing Show on 94.9 News Now. Hope everybody's doing well. The sun has come up. Amen. Let's get out there and spend money. Just kidding. But in any case, I have with me Andy Tubbs from Noank Controls. Andy, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Dennis. Thank you very much.
All right. Andy's been around a long time, as you might be able to tell from that amazing radio voice that he has.
Amazing, yeah.
But you don't have a background in radio. What is your background, Andy? Where'd you grow up?
Well, actually, I'm a local boy.
Yep.
I grew up in Norwich.
Yep.
And I've lived in Salem I was out there almost 20 years, and now I live in Noag.
Okay.
With the fam.
With the family.
Absolutely.
The wife, you have kids?
Yep, have three kids. The oldest is down in North Carolina.
All right.
The middle one just actually was up for the holidays, and she just went back to Florida.
Okay.
And the youngest is still at home.
Oh, okay.
Failure to launch type of thing.
Failure to launch, yeah. Yeah, the baby likes to stay home.
Yeah.
Mama has an extra special big heart for the baby.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if she's listening right now, so I don't, but you never know.
Let's assume she is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So business-wise, tell me about your career. Where'd you start?
Let's see. I started, went to college for a while, and back in those days, college was nowhere near as expensive as it is today. I think the books were more than the actual cost of the school.
Oh, my God.
This is back in the day. This
Don't go off the road, people.
It's unbelievable.
You're in your 20s. Don't go off the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was none of this $100,000 debt when you got out of school. But I was served with a draft notice. That was my year for the draft was the first year that they went from, they used to go alphabetically.
Right.
And then they went to the lottery, which was birth dates.
Right.
And that year, President Nixon also did away with college draft deferments. So
right.
I had a choice. I could get drafted in the Army or be proactive and do something else. So I joined the Navy, went into submarines. I did that for 8 years. And got out and was in the automotive field for... I've been in the automotive field for a long time, a lot longer than I'd like to remember, I think.
Right.
So I've seen a lot of changes over the years and things like that. And,
yeah.
Then I got into industrial controls.
Okay.
One thing about the service is their schooling is outstanding.
Right.
And I took every school that was available while I was in. So I got a really good education. So that's when I started Noag Controls, and I've been doing industrial controls ever since.
Okay.
Yeah. It's worked out well.
Yeah.
Very pleased.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've dealt with the car manufacturers a lot.
Yes. Yep. When I was in automotive, I dealt with, I actually was on the steering committee for General Motors and Toyota.
Okay.
And did a lot of adult education, taught a lot of classes on that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So you were talking about diesel engines and the issues that... the U.S. manufacturers had competing with Volkswagen at the time.
Right, yep, yep.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, back in the day when Volkswagen had the clean diesel, nobody could figure out how they were doing it.
Right.
I mean, I talked with the Ford guys, I talked with the GM guys, and we had in-depth conversations, and they just could not figure out how Volkswagen could meet all the emission requirements with their diesels. And lo and behold, many, many years later, we find out that they were cheating.
They were cheating.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a complete fabrication.
Absolutely, yep. And it's really sad because the diesel is a very efficient engine, but in a passenger car with the new emission technologies and the new requirements, I should say, more than anything, it's kind of lost a lot of its advantages.
Right.
Diesels inherently are more efficient. They burn at a much higher temperature, so they put out a lot more
hot
NOx, which is oxides of nitrogen, which is what causes photochemical smog and things like that.
Right.
So to address those concerns, they've added a lot of pollution controls to these engines and DEF fluid, which you put in to clean up the exhaust and all that sort of thing. And the new engines are very clean, but because of all this, they've lost a lot of their power and they've lost a lot of their fuel economy.
Right.
So when you look at the price of diesel fuel, which is always higher than gasoline, and then you look at the cost of adding a diesel engine, like on an average pickup truck, it can be anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000
extra. Wow.
For the diesel option.
There goes diesel.
$10,000 buys a lot of gasoline.
That buys a lot of gasoline.
And the new gasoline engines with direct injection and things like that,
much cleaner.
They're so much more efficient, and they're getting so much. I mean, you look at a Chevrolet Camaro with the base six cylinder, and that engine produces 300 horsepower.
Right.
You know, back in the day in the 60s, if you had a 300 horsepower engine in your car, it was a muscle car.
Right.
And today it's just a daily driver and then turbocharging and all these other things. I mean, people say, they don't build them like they used to. And I say, thank God.
I don't think younger people out there, the cars broke down, literally.
Right.
They weren't worth much after 50,000 miles.
No. I mean, there were times with carburetor automobiles that you didn't pull out in traffic because you weren't sure if the thing was going to stumble and stall and you get flattened, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, those days with fuel injection are a thing of the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they've come a long way. They truly have.
Well, the reason I asked was when my son got married in Budapest, we went over in January, a year ago January, I guess it would have been 2 years ago this January, and they had the European radio stations, mm-hmm. because we heard what was going on in Paris, and all these European cities were having traffic control alerts where they weren't allowing the cars to come into the city on particular days in the winter.
Right.
Because of pollution warnings and bad air warnings.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Well, they don't have the same emission standards as we do in the U.S.
But doesn't the Paris Accords mean that...
Oh.
and all that? I'm not trying to go political, but
yeah.
I'm having a hard time. The rhetoric doesn't match what
exactly.
really is going on
exactly.
over there. So please explain why they don't have the emission controls.
No, they don't. They don't have the safety standards or the emission controls that we do. You know, back in the 70s, all this started. And sorry,
yeah,
I got to adjust my microphone. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Better,
be much better. Thanks.
Oh, okay, you can hear me now.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
So when you go over there, they use. Well, 80% of their cars, somebody told me, are...
Pretty much, yeah. 80% of their cars are diesel, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reason they use diesels is they're more efficient, but they don't have the emission controls like we do in the U.S.
Right.
So they pollute a lot more. Diesels tend to put out a lot of, I think I mentioned earlier, NOx, which is what causes photochemical smog.
Right.
And, you know, and they do have a lot of problems with that.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
on
literally
their streets.
They were literally and so here's the irony of it, right? They raise the price of their gasoline, they charge it by liter, the euro by liter, and it works out to be $7, $8, $9.
It's incredible how much money and a lot
gallon.
Of that is tax. A lot of that is tax.
Most of it's tax.
Yep.
And so what they do is they tax it to death. It means the engines have half the displacement and they're all diesel.
Yep.
So they get 50 miles to the gallon, 40 miles to the gallon diesel.
Right.
But they throw off all this pollution. So the tax is actually causing the pollution.
Pretty much.
In an indirect way.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of the taxes, I mean, that's part of what they're rioting about right now over in France.
Is they want to raise it even more.
Even more. And they're choking off the middle class is what they're doing.
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
How's the irony of that, people? More taxes lead to less discretionary income.
Yep.
And you were telling me about a friend of yours from England that came over to America for a few years. Was that you telling me about that?
Yes, I believe so.
Tell that story. He came over.
Yeah, actually, it was my neighbor. They came over, and his job brought him here. And we take a lot for granted in this country. We truly do.
Yeah.
And I mean, England is definitely not a third world country. You know, it's a nice place to live, and people are very nice.
Yeah,
but what he told me was that we just have an abundance of everything. You know, one of the examples he gave me is when you walk into a supermarket in England, they may have one or two brands of ketchup,
right,
and maybe one or two brands of mustard.
Right.
You know, things that we don't even think about.
Right.
Where you walk into a supermarket in this country, and there's 10 of this and 15 of that, and all sorts of things, And our food prices are much lower as well.
And much lower, too.
Yeah, as a result of it, because of the free market economy.
Free market economy. Yep, and the lack of VAT tax.
Yep.
Yeah,
there's no value-added tax.
And the income taxes rates are much lower.
Oh, their rates are just unbelievable. Yeah. And they do have socialized medicine, but slowly but surely they're going back to more of a...
Market-based
economy.
This just popped in my head, but... I think as of January 1st, the hospitals are going to have to start listing the prices for procedures and operations and tests and whatnot.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a fantastic
idea. I really
do.
Because
it worked in every other industry. That industry is the strangest.
Absolutely.
That is one strange. Talk about taking market forces out and just
right,
killing
right.
people.
Yep.
They're estimating how many tens of millions of people have risked bankruptcy or have gone into bankruptcy because of medical debt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah. Try capitalism, guys. Have a safety net for people.
Absolutely. I think the government needs to lay out the rules of the game, but not play the game.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you want to see what socialized medicine is going to end up, just take a look at the VA.
Yeah.
That was government paying and government running medical.
Yep.
And it's not good.
It was
obviously horrible.
When you don't have choices, things get like the DMV.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we all know we love to go to DMV.
We love going up to Norwich.
Absolutely.
It's just so much fun. Yeah. And those poor, hardworking people have poor systems to work with, a poor facility to work in.
Yeah.
I don't know
how the frontline DMV worker
I don't know how they
can do it. I really don't. I mean,
not right what they
their hands are tied and they know it. And
then another political appointee is put in there. The
exactly.
Head of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's going to change it all and fix it all. And a lot of other states they've privatized some of it. And it's
send it out.
Yep.
Get it
absolutely.
Done. And get it done.
Works well. Works well.
Well, we'll be back in the next segment. We'll continue to talk with Andy about what's going on in this country, and I'll still ask my questions that I thought of this morning. And if you'd like my Retirement 10 Commandments or make an appointment, go to my website, obrienretire.com. I'm more than happy to give you any help you need. And, get out there. It's a gorgeous day today. I think it was 51 in the car when I was riding up here. So
yeah, it's beautiful out today.
Take advantage of the 50s, sunny, late December, New England. Come on, guys.
I'll take it.
There. But in any case, we'll be back in a few minutes. And thank you for listening to the Retirement Life and Investing Show on 94.9 News Now. Thanks. To the Retirement Life and Investing Show. Andy called his bride and asked if she was listening. What did she say?
She said, is it 89.9? I said, no, it's 94.9. Is that AM or FM? I said,
it's FM.
Last I checked, it was an FM station.
I think 89 is NPR.
NPR, yeah.
Baby walking. He said he'd be doing the perp walk if he was on NPR, which is pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
But
have the kill switch on my mic, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. My name's Dennis O'Brien. I'm president of O'Brien Retirement. I'm with Andy Stubbs. Andy's the president of Noank Controls, owner, and they do industrial valves. Andy's been in the auto business, supplier, for how many years, Andy?
Started in the automotive business in 1968.
Yeah. Wow. So you've seen all the changes, huh?
Yeah. The good and the bad, yeah.
The good and the bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody told me if you go behind any Toyota dealer right now, they're fixing so many of the chassis that were bad from 05 to 2010.
Yeah, they have issues with the frames on their pickup trucks.
Back. They fixed them, but the back ones are now.
Yeah. 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 You can either get the frame repaired or they'll give you a cash amount towards a trade-in on a new truck, which is very, very generous, actually. And I'll tell you, I have a lot of respect for Toyota because they stood behind it.
Yeah,
and they said, we have a problem, and we'll make it right. Yeah, that's impressive. That is very impressive.
But I think the chassis themselves came from a supplier in Mexico.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what I've read. So.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
So. Top quality steel.
That's right. Nothing but the best. Well, they figured that out real quick, huh?
Yeah. They sure did.
Andy, are you aware right now you can buy regular unleaded gas in Tennessee for $1.76?
$1.76?
In Tennessee.
Wow.
My buddy was driving back from Louisville back to Florida, Port Charlotte, and he sent me a picture of $1.76.
Holy smokes.
Holy
smokes. Well, it shows you how much tax is put on by the state.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So let's go for those tolls.
Yeah. We need more money.
We
need more money. Let's take more money.
It never stops.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Andy, you think people come to see me to pay off their debts and take the payments and start a new automated savings plan?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a couple come in the other day, and we were talking, and they got so motivated, they paid off the car loan, or truck loan, whatever it was, take the $500 a month, and automatically ACH it, use that money that they were putting out already to now start building up their joint investment account.
Yep.
Isn't that great?
I think so. Yeah, you know, compounding interest, it's unbelievable how much money you can make when your money works for you.
Exactly, versus paying.
Pay as you go, right?
Paying interest and everything else and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And Andy, do you think that people should start buying great companies while they're on sale here?
Absolutely. I think now is a great time to buy.
I kind of agree with that, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of bargains out there right now.
Here's another question for you. Will oil bottoming out be the investment story of 2019? Came down pretty hard.
Yeah, it's way down compared to where it was.
75.80 down to 40, 45, maybe 40, 50. So it came down pretty hard.
Yep.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, there's definitely plenty of oil to go around. There's no doubt about that.
The other question I had was, will the cannabis indexes come roaring back in 2010? Some of them ran way up. They've gotten creamed. But everywhere I read, cannabis is coming state by state. So I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. But you know what? I mean, it's like prohibition. I mean, you're not going to stop people from doing what they want to do. You can't change that. Yeah. So you might as well just go with it and tax the hell out of it and make money off it.
California figured out a way to screw it up, though.
Did they?
Yeah, they legalized it for recreational purposes, and then they taxed it so much that the revenues are only half as much as they thought they were going to be.
Well,
everybody's still getting
back,
it from the guy down the street.
Yeah, because he's cheaper.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And the quality is probably comparable.
Yeah. Well, was it Colorado? I think they did a study, and they found that cannabis use among the young people is down because it's not cool to do it anymore because it's legal. You know, it's like,
so that's a big deal. No problem, anything else.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, people tell you don't do something, you're going to want to do it all the more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just amazing. One of the other questions was, because people have been coming in, they bring in these statements, and I said, well, people stop buying high commission annuities and stop tying their money up for 10 years. It's just one of the things that frustrates me is they don't have a clue what they're really paying on a per-year basis for some of these things. It just frustrates the heck out of me.
You don't think annuities are a good investment?
They can be if you have a really special situation where somebody, you got to protect someone from, like, a professional, young professional athlete.
Yeah.
And you can put your money in there and protect it from the, you know, guys in the hood that want to, if you invest in different things. There are special situations where it work, but most of the cases, they're sold, boom, done, and out the door. And it's something that I try to tell people. It's not the only way to go. And the person that sold to you probably won't hear from them for, it's gone. You're
forever.
Done. You're done. You're done and everything else. So, will people take advantage of lower prices on some of these income stock indexes to lock in higher yields? Some of these indexes now are yielding, you know, 7, 8, 9%. They're investments, and they can go up and down.
Sure, sure.
They've gone down with the general stock market. Some of these yields are very, very attractive in the all gas, REITs, real estate.
Yeah.
Very, very attractive to people. So some of the things I'm, you know, putting out there, take a look at it.
Absolutely.
Will people stop listening to the financial media with their scorecard mentality and start investing for the long haul with discipline and purpose?
Right.
You know, you listen to CNBC and Fox Business, and it's always like, hey, it's up, down, it's down, it swings, and this, the scorecard, and this one, and that one. And it has nothing to do with the reality of good long-term discipline, investing, and everything else.
Yep.
So, hey, we were talking the other day. You were talking about, you know, a lot of municipalities now are going to ban plastic straws and plastic bottles.
Right,
and all that sort of thing. You told me something very interesting, how the free market has kind of come up with a solution for this.
Yeah, they're working towards it right now, actually. Most of the plastics we are using today are petroleum-based.
Right.
They come from oil. And there are plant-based plastics, like soy-based plastics, for example, and they do biodegrade.
Yeah.
So they're figuring out ways of using soy instead of oil-based, and they're going to be able to make plastics that, like a plastic straw, for example. I mean, everybody's all up in arms about that floating garbage island they found out in the Pacific and this, that, and the other thing. And that doesn't basically typically come from the U.S.
Right.
We recycle a lot of our stuff. But, yeah, if you go to a soy-based plastic, when it gets into the environment, it will biodegrade and go away.
How long, you think?
Before they actually have it perfected?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say probably within the next 5 years, we're going to see.
Yeah.
We're going to see that sort of thing. And, again, the more science always, or technology always seems to get us out of these jams, you know? I mean, everybody's talking about, you know, global warming, and well, first was global cooling, then it was global warming, and you know, this was affecting the atmosphere and that and the other thing and this, that, and the other. And basically, the United States is probably the cleanest country on Earth, as far as, yes, we produce the most, but the amount we produce per person is way less than other countries, where we're much, much cleaner. We really are.
Yeah.
And the problem is, it's like diminishing returns. You can throw money at something and make it better and better and better and better and better, but you get to a point where you've done all you can do with that, and you can throw 10 times as much
money
at it, and you're not going to get the return.
And then by that time, the technology's advanced to the point where...
Exactly.
The problem isn't as big as it was anyway.
Yeah, I mean, even the automobile, when it started, I mean, basically there was the internal combustion engine, and there was battery-powered cars. I mean, we had the Baker Electrics running around back in the early 1900s. And, you know, the reason that gasoline took over was because the guys with all the money really pushed for gasoline. And they wanted to make more money, and that's basically what they did. And battery technology didn't keep up because there wasn't anybody investing in it. Whereas today, it's kind of coming around where battery technology changes almost on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
You know, batteries get better and better, and you look at these hybrids and these battery powered vehicles coming out of Detroit or anywhere for that matter, and it's incredible what these cars are able to do these days.
Yeah.
And electricity is reasonably cheap
compared to
cost per mile is way, way down compared to a gasoline powered automobile.
Right.
And you know, these hybrids, it's not uncommon to see them up in the 100 mile per gallon in the city.
That's amazing.
You know, I mean, it's just incredible.
And it's coming. It's going to get even better and better and better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, but again, technology is figuring a way out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it, probably in another 15, 20 years, the internal combustion engine, as we know it, is going to be a thing of the past.
Amazing.
You know, they'll be in museums.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you for listening to the Retirement Life Investing Show with Dennis O'Brien. If you like my Retirement 10 Commandments, go to O'BrienRetired.com. We'll be back with Andy Tubbs, owner of No End Controls, to talk more about the technology changes that are coming. It's very, very exciting. Thanks. Retirement Life and Investing Show with Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement. I'm at exit 90 down from Steak Loft in Mystic if you want to come visit, but please call ahead because I'm in and out all the time. And I'm with Andy Stubbs from No End Controls. Andy, we had a call from Rich in Groton who told us that the auto manufacturers coat their wires internally with soy-based plastics.
Yep, exactly.
And the mice love it.
They love it. It's like a smorgasbord.
It's a smorgasbord. And the dealers are saying that they got a lot of mice in cars chewing up the wiring.
Yep, absolutely. Actually, some cars, if they're a couple of years old, are being totaled because it's so expensive to replace all the harnesses in them now.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you think about all the electronics and the wiring. And,
yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible. But yeah, the rodents do like soy based plastics. They find it very tasty.
Yeah.
They've got to figure out a way to
coat them,
maybe put some kind of a pepper in them or something and mix it in there so they don't like it.
But yeah,
that is one of the downsides to it.
Thanks, Rich, for that tip. I was very interesting. Talk about unintended consequences.
Yeah,
and it's a problem. So if your car's parked outside and you got a newer car, you may want to put some
rodent control to keep them away from it.
Yeah, but I find the glue stuff works pretty good.
The glue traps?
Yeah, the glue traps with a little bit of food in the middle. They tend to go for that.
Those bucket traps there where the mouse climbs up the little ramp and the bucket's full of water and then they go out on this little wheelie gig thing and in they go.
In they go. Anything? Mm-hmm. Hey, you ever think we'll have flying cars?
Flying cars?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're going to have flying cars like we've seen so far with its, you know, the big fans and all that. So like a hovercraft type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see that. But I'll tell you, whoever cracks gravity, figures out how to control gravity, that person is going to become a billionaire within a few hours.
Right.
And that could definitely, that would be a game changer, a big time game changer.
Yeah, I've seen simulations on Facebook with a Volkswagen car that was using maglev technology.
Right.
Supposedly to get around everything else. But I don't know if it was real or fake. I couldn't tell. Because some of these simulations are like so real now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of. Yeah, I saw it on the internet, you know. What was that commercial there? I read it on the internet.
I read it.
Yeah, bonjour.
It must be true. You see why we get along. We finish each other's sentences.
This is kind of scary, actually.
Oh, man.
I hope the girls at Sneakers are listening because they didn't believe I was actually coming on
the radio. They did not believe you.
I find that hard to believe. They did not believe
me. Well, no, not me, because you're always... You're always saying stuff to them, and they're like, yeah, sure, Andy. Sure.
Yeah, right, yeah, okay.
Think they're
Time
listening
for your
right
meds now?
Now. Think they're listening right now?
I don't know. Yeah. If they're anything like the wife, she couldn't figure out what station it was.
Yeah, well, you know what? She knows
love
now.
Love you, hon. I love you. Love you, lads.
You better stop.
I know.
You're digging yourself deeper and deeper and deeper.
Who's that knocking at the door? Oh, sorry.
I don't know, but he doesn't look happy and everything else.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And did you realize how many people, after a death or divorce, they do not check their beneficiary designations on their IRAs?
Really?
I'm amazed by, I say, oh, bring in, let me see your designations. And I'll tell you, once a month, it's the ex-wife, ex-husband.
Really?
I go, boy, you this is amicable.
Wow.
Huh? And then the face gets animated. And I'm just like, just doing my job here.
Just telling you. Just saying.
You might not like it. Stuff like that. So.
No, it makes a lot of sense. You got to stay on top of that stuff.
Oh, I know.
But, you know, I've always found over the years that a lot of things you can do yourself, but it's always good to talk to a professional.
Yeah.
Because they know all the ins and outs and all the little gotchas and the tricks of the trade, so to speak. And
I see a lot of people come in, they do their own taxes on the computer with the programs and everything else. And I go, I just shake my head and I go, please use a pro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you have a question during the year, you have relationship built up.
Right.
And if you have your own business, Definitely.
Oh, you absolutely
have to have a pro.
Absolutely.
But even if you're salaried and you're traveling around or you're an outside salesperson or you got a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
I just think you need a pro to do your taxes.
I agree.
I always thought that was penny wise and pound foolish.
Mm-hmm.
It's
what do they say? The man that represents himself in the court of law is a fool for a client. It's the truth.
No,
it really is.
No, I have to agree with that and stuff. The other thing is, I've been talking about on a few shows, the state of Connecticut has been, if you didn't fill out their W-4P for your annuity, pension, or IRA monthly checks that you get, they're mandating the custodian go to 6.99 on the withholding, the max rate in Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So everybody, I have the forms. If you need them, just call me. I'll help you fill it out and get it to your... get it to your custodian so you can go down to 2 or 3% or whatever the withholding should be.
Yep.
You also check a box and have nothing withheld. But if you don't do anything, they're going to go to 6.99. So just trying to make people aware.
Now, if you have nothing withheld, do you have to still have to do quarterlies, or how does that work?
It depends. It depends. If you owe a lot of money into the year, they're going to bust you to do the your accountant will tell you, hey, you got to do some quarterlies, or they'll start penalizing you.
I see,
and that sort of thing. Yep. That's another reason why you might need a CPA and whatnot, so, and everything else. But the other thing is RMDs. When you hit 70.5 and you have to do your required minimum distributions. If you have 4 or 5 IRAs all over the place, you don't have to do the paperwork on each one. Just take the biggest one, calculate the total amount, and do it from that one. Save yourself a ton of paperwork.
I see.
Everybody thinks they have to have it.
But for each individual.
It's just the total amount and everything.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We have Sam on Westerly. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Let's see. Good morning.
Good morning.
Radio Free New England.
Andy meets Sam.
Breathing.
Hi, Sam. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Hey, on the flying cars bit, I don't have a lot of optimism in that.
No?
No. People are not going to put up with the regulations.
Oh.
Because you get up there, you're going to have to, you know, in aviation, you're going to have to do with air traffic controls. You're going to have to deal with meteorology. You know, you can't go drive out on the road when you got 200 feet altitude and a half a mile visibility.
Oh, boy, is that true. That's true. So that's excellent points.
Like the AOP, Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
Yeah.
You know, 20, 25 years ago, they had like 600,000 members.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You know how many they got now?
No.
It's got to be, it's under 300,000, if not, you know, and they're begging for people to you know, to join.
Right.
So it's a lot of regulation. It's a lot of education in there, a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, it's a lifelong learning experience.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
People are not going to put up with that.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam, for calling in. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's an excellent point. When I say flying cars, I wasn't thinking way up there. I was thinking more just maglev, not touching the ground, a foot off the ground and going around stuff.
That's very possible.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I just think that a lot of the truckers, you know, a trucker almost ran my wife off the road the other day. He was sleeping or tired.
Yep.
You know, so you know the robots are coming.
Well, they're having a real problem finding people to drive trucks these days.
They are.
Yeah, there's more trucks than there are drivers.
Yeah.
So whenever you have a demand that outstrips the supply, then quality goes down.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I mean, years ago when you saw a tractor trailer on the highway, you were reasonably assured that this guy knew what he was doing, had been doing it for years, and actually, if you broke down, they would actually pull over and help you.
Really? They did?
Yeah. Yeah. They'd stop, make sure you're okay.
I'm not being sarcastic.
It's true, yeah. And you'd never find them stuck in the left lane, not moving over, and all that sort of thing. And those days are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these guys are they're no longer professional like they used to be. But I guess that's kind of a reflection of society in general. It's the courtesy on the road is a thing of the past almost.
Yeah. So that person that was tailgating me through downtown Mystic this morning as I went to get my coffee.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Why are you tailgating at 6:30 in the morning? Where do you have to go? Do you have to go to work?
Yeah. They're just in the habit of driving like that, and it's insane. It really is.
And last night it was pouring, and we're going down I-95 to Waterford, and they're tailgating each other at 75
in the driving rain. Yep.
They're out of their minds.
Yep.
Is it worth getting there 12 seconds earlier and risking the lives of you and your family and someone else's family?
Right, right.
Because you're not going to be able to stop.
Well, the one that always gets me is you'll be driving along, you're in the right-hand lane. Say you're doing 65 or so.
Right.
And there's nobody in the left lane, and somebody will come up and sit right on your tail. And it's like, well, just go around. And then, or the one that really gets me is if I'm driving in my RV. This is the one that gets me. Nobody wants to be behind an RV.
Right.
For whatever reason, and I understand that. Nobody wants to get stuck behind a truck or whatever because you're afraid on the hill or whatever they're going to slow down.
Yeah.
But they'll pass you, get in front of you, and then slow down.
Why?
I don't know. So you pull out to pass them. As soon as they see you trying to pass them, then they speed up. And it's like, what is your problem? Just that's what cruise control is made for. You know, just set the cruise control.
They're probably texting.
Yeah, that could be.
They got you behind them, and they start texting again. Yep. I can't tell you how many people I see texting out there.
Oh, distracted driving is terrible, especially with the younger generation. Yeah. I mean, these phones have become part of them, and they just they're like withdrawal if they don't have their phone in there.
You ever get that panic feeling when the... Where's my phone? I get that.
Well, for in business, I mean, we have to have phones with us all the time.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on, Andy.
Dennis, has been an absolute pleasure.
You did a great job.
Has. Well, thanks.
You can come on anytime you want. If you have something you want to tell us, any updates in the industry and what's happening, because it's fascinating to me what's going on out there.
That was a good conversation. Yeah. Hopefully the audience enjoyed it.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Thanks for listening to Retirement Life and Investing Show. If you like my Retirement 10 Commandments, go to www.obrienretire.com, and we're more than happy to send that or set up an appointment for you. Have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.